Christmas Eve. Well, here we are again. Folks have been ready for Christmas Day to come almost as long as the prophets. You've watched and waited for the season to officially begin, or maybe even months before, and you have successfully maxed out your credit cards. Not to worry. You have a whole year to pay off what you maxed out last year and ready to do it again. You've heard of spoiler alerts? Well, here's yours. If you really love Christmas and you've been waiting all year for its return, be ready to be offended. This is not going to be a discussion about the billboards that say, "Keep Christ in Christmas," and how the season is Catholic observance, that is, Christ's Mass, nor the idolatry associated with the season. What we will consider is four quick points and one conclusion. Point one, when Jesus was born and the shepherds heard the words of the angels saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men, in whom he is well pleased," Luke 2:14. This is not speaking of peace between one man and another, especially as they knock each other down trying to be the first to the door on Black Friday, nor peace in the world generally, but Christ himself, as the scriptures reveal, saying, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace," Isaiah 9:6. Point two, when the wise men who came to Bethlehem 30 days after Jesus was born, they came into the house and saw the young child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him, and opening their treasures, they offered unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Matthew 2:11. Point three, Jesus did not command the apostles nor the future disciples to remember his birth. He said, as was quoted by the apostle Paul over 20 years later, saying, "This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. In like manner also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink the cup, ye proclaim the Lord's death till he come." 1 Corinthians 11:24-25. And the saints have remembered the Lord's death on the first day of the week for the past 1,992 years. It's Acts 20 and verse 7. Point 4. The warning was given to Israel by Moses, also stated in Revelation. But Moses said, "You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish from it, that ye may keep the commandments of Jehovah your God, which I command you," which is in agreement with what the Apostle Paul said to the Colossians when he said, "Whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Colossians 3:17. Conclusion? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. So tomorrow, on the big day, as the most common words that will be echoed around the world will be, "Pass the gravy," ask yourself the question, what gift did I bring to Jesus?